Doctor Who, The Mobius Trap, Episode 3.
Doctor! Doctor! Are you okay?
My leg. You shot me. My leg. It's bleeding.
You disappoint me, Doctor. I am not one who takes pleasure in having to use such crude methods to ensure compliance, but you left me no choice. Don't worry, you will live. You now have no choice but to obey me. Remember what I said about your friends here. Make no mistake, I am quite prepared to crush them alive if that is what it takes to convince you to work with me. Now will you come peacefully?
Okay, I'll come. As much as I can walk at the moment.
Good. Now you are seeing sense. We will go to your TARDIS and work together through the night, preparing the final time distortion circuits from your main console. If you work well, you have my word that your companion shall come to no harm.
Then help me up.
Take my hand, Doctor. I see this as the beginning of a beautiful new partnership. You are doing good work, Doctor. I'm pleased with you.
It's been 6 hours now, and it's almost morning. I'm weary and injured. Can we take a break?
Not so hasty now. You're almost finished isolating the stabilizer from this TARDIS. There's only an hour more to go and you're done. Then you may rest.
And what happens to your TARDIS? You can't leave.
My machine will unfortunately have to remain here to control this side of a time split. But you are wrong about my leaving. I shall be leaving in your TARDIS, Doctor, to govern the mainstream time. It saddens me that I should have to use your machine, but mine is destined for a bigger purpose. When I split time in two, my machine will remain here to sustain the loop for eternity. And, of course, to feature as that rather fetching statue in the center of it all.
Not if I have anything to do with it.
But you don't, Doctor. You are powerless now. Already murmurs of discontent can be heard all around. By tomorrow, the temperature will have dropped below freezing. And within a week, I predict war will have broken out. I shall commence my loop at precisely midnight tonight, and extend it over the entire year. A whole beautiful year of pain and evil, which will never end.
And my friends?
Do your work well, Doctor, and I shall return with the means by which you can all save yourselves. But cross me again, and you shall stay here, caught in my Mobius loop trap forever. I must go now, and make my final preparations for tonight.
Look at us here, trapped like mice in a cage.
Don't give up hope, okay? I've been in worse situations than this before. The Doctor knows what he's doing.
Now, why do I find that hard to believe?
Quite right there, my friend. Do you not find irony most delicious? Yes. The Doctor does not appreciate how critical you will be. Timing is of the essence. No, you imbecile creature. I won't really be letting him go. What the Doctor believed to be his passport to freedom is in fact the trigger device for his half of a time loop. How much more satisfying my victory to know that in the final instance I fooled the Doctor into being the one who sprung my evil trap. You and me, on the other hand, will be in the safe half of time, observing the Doctor's world trapped forever in a cycle of torment and pain. Indeed, you shall have your freedom as I promised. Yes, it is all prepared now. I must go to see the Doctor for the final time, to brief him in what he is to do. So long, my little pet.
Master?
Yes, K-9.
Prognosis indicates your health is at a level of 34%. Recommend immediate medical care.
It won't work, K-9. How can I get medical care here? And with the threat of the Master looming over us all.
Secondary option. Recommend retirement to the Zero Room.
Go, Doctor. Do as your little doggy says. If it will help you.
Oh, you've returned.
Intruder alert, Master.
I know, K-9.
I advise you to keep that machine on a leash, Doctor.
It's okay. He's only programmed to attack in self-defense. There'll be no need for further violence.
Good. Now I brought you a present, Doctor.
Present? What is it?
This box will guarantee you and anyone near you safety when my trap is sprung. Take it.
It's just a black box with a button on it.
Correct. But the workings inside are infinitely complex. Since the notion of a universe without a worthy adversary disturbs me so much, I've designed this for you. You must activate it at precisely midnight tonight, to the very second. Here is an atomic watch for you to use, so you're not too late for your own funeral, so to speak.
Funeral?
Oh, it will undoubtedly be so, unless you time it perfectly. But hit the button at exactly the right moment, and it will bounce you out of this time stream and into safety.
What kind of safety?
I can't say exactly where, but you'll be free of a time loop, and in my half of the universe.
And if I refuse?
It makes no difference to me, Doctor. I merely give you the tools for your continued survival. If you do not wish to make use of them, then that is your choice.
Very well, but I must do as K-9 says and go to the Zero Room.
Impossible. I am commandeering this TARDIS as my own means of transport.
Then let me use yours. I'm weak, Master. I can only heal if I rest.
Very well. We will go now to my TARDIS, where you can sit in my Zero Room.
Thank you.
Come with me now. We must make haste. There are only a few hours to go, and time is at a premium.
There's got to be a way out of here.
Not this time. The Master won't have left anything to chance. That grill's jammed fast across the top of this press. We'd never free it.
I can see a lever here, right next to the press. I wonder if it's a latch for the grill.
Can you reach?
Not quite. Hey, has anyone got a belt or something down there? I could probably lasso it with a bit of practice.
Use your own!
Well, okay. Almost! There! Hey! I got it!
The water's leaking! You're not so close to that, are you?
The grill's stopping it from moving!
Yes, but for how long? It's giving!
Hold on!
Ow! That landed on my toe!
Quick! The walls are closing in! Climb on the grill, I'll help you out!
Was too close for comfort, but I suppose well done all the same. You got us out. Now we need to find the Doctor.
I say we all split up and search separately. We'll stand more chance of finding him then.
I'll take the beach area.
Morris, you search around this building. I'll look around town. Are you two going to help us as well?
Mark and I will check out by the water gardens on the other side of town.
Meet back here ASAP, okay?
Look at it outside, K-9. The trouble's already beginning. Fights breaking out on the street. The Master's brainwashed them all into being aggressive. It doesn't take long before the primal instincts kick in, eh?
Correct, Master.
Doctor, are you there? Let me in! Let me in!
Now, who's that? Someone trying to get in?
Scan identifies being as the humanoid named Morris.
Oh, it's the Mayor's son. He better come in for his own safety.
Affirmative, Master.
Second door on the left, down the corridor. This place is a lot bigger than you'd guess on the outside.
You're not kidding.
Ah, Doctor, I found you at last. We all escaped. The others were also looking for you.
Then you must round them up immediately and bring them here. You're all in terrible danger.
Will the Master go through with his plan?
Definitely so. But there's little I can do now. I'm weak and injured. I can't leave this room. It's the only place where my body can naturally heal itself in time.
Yes, but if the Master does what he said he's going to do, none of our lives will be worth living anyway.
Don't despair, Morris. If I can find nothing else, then the Master has given me a back door. This black box. He says if I activate it at precisely the time the trap is sprung, then we'll be catapulted to safety.
And you trust him?
What choice do I have? Maybe if we do make it to the safe time stream, and I recover, there could be something we could do to help your people from there. But so long as we're caught up in the Mobius loop, we're powerless. I'm at the mercy of the Master.
This is all looking pretty bleak.
Pick her up, Morris, old chap. You go round up the others and bring them here. K-9 will let you back in when you arrive. What's that?
Sounds like someone coming down the corridor.
Quick, hide. It's probably the Master.
Doctor, this is probably the last time we will meet in this time stream. I trust you still have your black box.
I do, right here.
Don't forget, Doctor. Press the button dead on midnight. Don't take your eyes off the clock, or you'll regret it.
I'll do as you say.
Good, good. It is nice to see you in such a rational mood. Quite a pleasant change. I trust you have seen outside already. My handiwork has already commenced. The brainwashed fools are fighting in the streets. It won't be long before the situation escalates.
Just go, please just go now.
Oh yes, of course. How inconsiderate of me. You must be feeling rather under the weather with those injuries of yours. I leave you here to recover. Till we meet again, Doctor. Au revoir. Au revoir. Or should that be goodbye? Forever.
Is it safe to come out yet?
Yes, it's clear.
I don't trust him, Doctor.
That needn't concern you now. You need to go and find the others, okay? Make haste.
I'll be as quick as I can.
It's no use. He's nowhere to be seen.
Sarah?
Hello?
Sarah?
Oh, it's that woman.
Any luck?
No. You?
No sign of him anywhere. I just met Mark and the Mayor too. They've not found him. They sent me to find you.
We better go back then. Any news from Morris?
No sign of the boy.
This isn't looking good. Where are you all now?
In the town square.
Okay, we better run. It's pretty late already. The Master's going to spring his trap at midnight.
Watch it, watch it. I'm the Mayor, you know.
Looking around here getting agitated. How long has Kate been? I don't see where she could have got to.
I do. Over there, that alley by the bookshop. Looks like she's found Sarah Jane at any rate.
That's good news. Now all we need is Morris. The Doctor, of course.
Yes, trust my dratted son to be the last.
Father, is that really the way to refer to your firstborn?
Morris, where did you spring from?
I've been all over the place, looking for you lot.
I don't imagine you had any luck in tracking down the Doctor.
Hey, you're all here. Good to see you again. And Morris, have any luck?
Yes, the Doctor's inside the statue.
What?
The statue. He's inside it. It's not a real statue at all. It's hollow and massive inside, like nothing I've ever seen.
How do we get in?
I just shout. The Doctor has,
Yes?
An electric dog.
Okay then, what are we waiting for? Let's go to the theatre and knock on the statue.
Good call.
There it is. Oh, it makes me shudder just to see a statue of it.
Then I'd turn away from the podium if I were you.
What do you... There he is again. What's he up to?
Looks like we're going to be treated to a speech.
People of Raladon, the undivided attention, please. Today we have already witnessed one momentous occasion, the unveiling of this wonderful statue. I must imagine you are a very proud people, but I'm here to tell you that the celebrations need not come to an end yet. Before the town clock strikes midnight tonight, you will be privileged to be part of something altogether much greater. History in the making, but not just your history. Today shall be the greatest day in the history of the universe, where I'm going to immortalize you in the largest piece of artwork to ever be created. All of you, yes, every single person will become part of a living sculpture. A sculpture made from an entire planet, which will pay tribute for eternity to my evil genius. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
He's really going to go ahead with it.
Has anyone checked the time? What did he say? Midnight?
It's 5 to 11 now.
1 hour to go. We'd better hurry.
Wait a sec. If it's only 5 to 11, then why did the master give his speech just now and not later?
I don't know. Maybe he wanted to get it over with.
No, that doesn't make sense. I know the master. He savours those moments. He'd have timed it to perfection. And are you sure your watch is correct?
Of course I am. Look for yourself. 5 to 11.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
I've just realised. Do you know what day it is?
No. Something special?
Last day of the official warm season. And you know what that means.
What?
Our sun's orbit in the opposite direction. Don't you see? Daylight saving. Today the clock should have gone forwards 1 hour.
Of course. Dad's right.
Oh, please, no. You mean the real time is?
5 to midnight. No, it's more like 4 minutes now.
We must hurry. Quick! Morris, take us to the doctor. We haven't a second to lose.
Ow. Wow.
Master?
That's ow as in pain, K9. There's nothing you can do for me now.
Negative, Master. I can administer laser sealing of wounds and neutralizing of pain receptors.
Can you now? Well, I must say, anything you could do to help me would be welcome.
Affirmative, Master.
Ah, oh, that's better. Thank you. I never even knew you could do that.
Affirmative. Permission to go offline and recharge, Master. Laser treatment drained my power packs considerably.
Are your batteries already dead?
Power now at 5% level. Cannot sustain operation.
Oh no. And then there was one.
Doctor!
Doctor!
Can you hear us?
Don't let us in! Let us in!
There's only 3 minutes to go!
It's no good. He can't hear us. What are we gonna do?
What about the TARDIS? We'll be safe in there.
Isn't that where the Master is?
I don't know, but there's only one way to find out. Come on, follow me.
Just one more minute to go now. I hope you have your little black box with you, Doctor. I'm counting on you now.
There he is!
Oh, you've come to stop me now, have you? Don't make me laugh. Step any closer and I'll shrink every one of you to the size of a pea.
You evil brute! If the doctor was here, he'd...
If. Don't place your hope in ifs, my dear. The time is now upon us and glory and victory is mine.
He's going to press the button! Stop him!
5, 4, 3, 2... Here goes nothing.
It's too late.
Over with. If you were lying to me, then let's just end it now. Don't prolong the agony.
Why is it stalled? Something is blocking the time split. I don't understand. Something is blocking it. No, no, not temporal feedback. It can't be happening. No, no, save.
It's all gone dead. So this is it. The master was true to his word. I've been spared. Just me. All alone now.
What went wrong?
I,
don't understand.
The master, he was just evaporated. In all my years, I've never seen anything so gruesome.
Come on, I just want to get out of here. Let's leave. The doctor will know what's happened.
Hold on, we're landed.
Doctor!
Sarah Jane, my lord. Oh, thank heavens you're all safe.
What happened, Doctor? We were with the master. He pressed a button on this black box and then just vanished, like he was sucked into a black hole.
You were with him?
Yes, we thought it would be safer there.
It's never safe near the master. You should have been in the zero room with me. What I don't understand is, if we're on the other half of the loop, how did you get here?
But we've gone nowhere. We're all still on Raladon. Didn't you feel the blast from the Master's TARDIS in the Zero Room?
Not at all, there was nothing.
Zero Room? Sorry?
It's a room where normal laws of physics don't apply. Everything exists in a state of nothingness. The perfect environment to recover in. Nothing can get in or out without my allowing it.
Ingenious.
Huh? I'm not listening to myself. That was it, of course.
I beg your pardon?
That was why it failed. The master tried to trick me by giving me the other half of his trap to spring.
But how does that explain why we weren't caught in the Mobius trap?
Because the trap could only work in a TARDIS. He needed two of them. One for each half of the trap. He was going to escape in his one and leave us behind. But in his haste, he made one fatal error. He allowed me to stay in the Zero Room.
No, you've lost me now.
No, I see. Think about it. Nothing can touch the Zero Room. Not even the time distortion.
The feedback when the trap bounced back against the protection of this room would have been enough to completely annihilate whoever was on the other half.
The Master?
The Master.
So he's really gone now?
Eviscerated into the five quadrants of the galaxy. No one could survive that level of temporal feedback. Not even the Master. I hope.
I think this calls for a celebration, Doctor.
I agree. But first, I should go and round up the Antilovian. I expect the Doctor will want to bring it home again. It wouldn't do to have the beast roaming the town on its own.
Antilovian?
The large creature the Master was keeping as a pet. Now the Master's gone, his brainwashing should have worn off.
Had the Master hypnotised that as well?
Yes. I'd met them before on Antilovia 12. They're lovely creatures. Normally only eat grass, and they use them as you would a horse, to ride.
Okay then. Well, you take care. And when all the loose ends are tied up and the doctor's feeling better, we'll all go and have a slap-up meal at my place. I expect there'll be some street parties to come too, now people are free and realise they're no longer under the control of the Master. Let's just hope all that mind conditioning the Master was feeding us through the wipers wears off quickly.
Oh, it will, don't worry.
Hello, it's Charlie. What are you doing here? It's good to see you made it through all this unharmed.
Meow, meow. Master, meow. Affirmative, meow.
I do believe they're having a conversation. Well, I never.
Affirmative, the feline mammal is expressing distaste at the doctor's attire.
What cheek of it? What would that moggy know about high fashion?
Evidently quite a lot.
I'll have you know I've taken lectures at the Fashion Institute of Quactiligian 7.
Really?
Yes, and had a collection shown at the Panopticon Fashion Parade. My hemlines were the envy of Gallifrey. And I taught Gautier everything he knows.
A stitch in time?
Exactly. Didn't you ever see his 92 collection with the knitted question marks? Pure elegance.
Oh, come along, you lot. Let's leave the Doctor to his fantasy world and go and get those parties set up. We'll be here all night otherwise, listening to him ramble on.
No, don't go. I haven't had a chance to show that rotten cat my mink collection.
Doctor!
Well, he was asking for it. You come back soon, okay? I'm off for a rest in the Zero Room. There's tea to drink there.
Zero GT?
Well, PG, actually. Take care now.
Bye!
So, where did I put that kettle? In here, maybe? Nope. I do hope everything's still okay after that influx of time distortion. It could have upset the old girl in untold ways. Seems to have stopped. Oh well, tea time it is then.
Doctor Who, The Mobius Track, Episode 3, written by Howard Richardson, and starring Andy Haynes as the Doctor, Matty Razzanathan as Sarah Jane, Damien Brooks as the Master, Daniel Whittle as the Mayor, Howard Richardson as Morris and K-9, John Greenwood as Mr. Gribbin, and Jenny Bell as Kate. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Music and effects were by the Floor 10 Radiophonic Workshop. This has been a Floor 10 Audio production.